Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We're halfway through the high school football season and just getting ready to start the Big Ten play in football. But for a lot of people, basketball season never goes away, and very happy to welcome in Ed Dutcher, basketball coach in this area for a long time. I'm not going to say exactly how long. And is largely responsible for the administration of the BCAM Clinic, annual gathering of basketball coaches in the capital city. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Hey, doing well, Jack. How about yourself?
Just fine.
Good.
How many BCAM clinics for you?
This is our 27th. This is the 27th one.
Wow. And yeah. You were there at the get-go. You were one of the founding fathers, right?
That is correct. Right. I've been doing it for a long time.
All right. How many coaches have come to these clinics? Have there been a count? You're getting to the point now where you're going to have a pretty impressive number.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have, it looks to me, by looking at registrations, et cetera, for this year, we're going to have around 900 or above coaches from around the Midwest that will come in to hear these various people speak.
Someone said that there have been more than 15,000 coaches, or close to 15,000 coaches, who have come through here. That seems like a lot, but it shows the success of this program.
Yeah, I've never done that calculation, but actually, let's see, if there's 27, I think we probably have averaged 700 or something, so whatever that comes to, yeah.
You're getting up there. It's close.
Yeah, it's a slug of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you always have special guests. Tom Izzo's spoken to this several times, but you have some other guests come in, and it's always very entertaining, right?
Through the years, we've had some great speakers, some that are awfully funny, that guys that are exceptional. But, we've had, whether it be Bobby Knight or Dean Smith, we've had a lot of people that have come in.
And if anyone would still like to register, is it too late to do that?
They can still go to the BCAM website, which is BCAM.org, and they can register online.
All right.
Yeah.
How many of these kinds of clinics are there? Does every state have an association and a gathering like this about this time of year?
No, there's Texas has a large one like ours. Ohio does. But most states don't have it, surprisingly. Most states, they have them, but through the years we've been able to be one of the larger ones, and we're pretty. As a matter of fact, I was excited to hear the other day Steve Alford was thinking about coming in to speak, and he complimented our organization that we had a good reputation, and we'll probably get him next year to come in and speak. But this year's lineup probably is one of the best we've ever had.
All right, and the highlights are?
Well, this year, Jamie Dixon has been the National Coach of the Year.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, at Pitt, both 2 years ago, and he was a Jim Phelan Coach of the Year this past year. And then we always try to get a couple high school speakers, and so we got Colleen Lamoureux-Tate from Grand Rapids CC, who won the state title, and Lou Dawkins from Saginaw.
Sure.
And then Tom Izzo is going to speak the first thing on Saturday morning. You know what? There'll be 900 people that'll be glued to their seats listening to everything he's got to say, and he's going to be talking about their switching man-to-man defense. He'll do a great job with that. Anytime we get our coaches in the state that get into the NCAA, I try to get them to speak. And Greg Campy made the NCAA down at Oakland.
Right.
Of course, got a lot of mid-Michigan guys playing for him. And so he's going to speak on the dribble drive offense like Memphis. And then we really are lucky in that we got Bob Hurley from St. Anthony's out of Jersey City.
Yeah.
and he was just inducted. He's only the third high school coach ever to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Ed, have you seen the documentary that was done by Kevin Shaw, a Michigan State product, and the guy who produced The Journey for Big Ten Network, the documentary he just did on St. Anthony's?
I know, but I'd love to.
You have to go online. You have to see it. It is one of the best basketball shows I have ever seen. If you liked Hoop Dreams,
which I did,
then you must see this.
Wow, and he's, by the way, he is just a great guy. You know, he's just an unbelievable guy.
Yeah.
And then have a good friend coming in, as well as just an unbelievable coach in Brian Gregory.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, he won the NIT and beat North Carolina in the final game, and he's going to come in. And then
he almost relocated to East Lansing.
He almost. You know, I was thinking to myself, you know, hey, let's see, Izzo goes to Cleveland. All right, I get to meet I get to meet LeBron, and my man Brian shows up here. I thought that'd be a pretty good deal.
Yeah, exactly. How often, besides all the talk about dribble drives, do the coaches talk about the art of coaching, dealing with players, instead of just tactics?
They do quite frequently, as a matter of fact. They'll talk about handling different kids, you know, or just their mode of coaching, what they believe in. So it is it's a combination of X and O's, philosophies, maybe goal setting for a season. There's a lot of that also goes on, Jack. That's quite common that they'll talk about those things.
Ed, you know, they say that if you can coach, you can coach a lot of different things. And Tom Izzo's always talked about wanting to be a football coach.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the last one. You know, I didn't know if he would. Maybe he'd be on the sidelines this weekend. I didn't know.
Well, he's 1-0 after the spring game. You know,
yeah.
He's waiting to be asked.
But, no, I know it.
Don Treadwell did just fine. So.
Well, yeah, boy, I tell you what, I love our football program right now. They're in great hands right now, I think.
It's interesting that sometimes you find coaches who, they just understand how to deal with people, and that's the most important part. You see coaches who almost could cross over from sport to sport, and I would think that there would be a lot of coaches, maybe they're not even basketball coaches, who could pick up a lot of things. I remember, this is a funny story, Ed, I was in Tampa for a Michigan State game against South Florida. And it was just before Tom's team turned it around his third year. They had that big win at Purdue.
And
they just lost to the University of Detroit for the third straight year. There were people here that wanted Izzo fired, and it was really not a lot of fun. But I went down there a little bit early, and who should I see in the stands but George Steinbrenner?
Wow.
And I went up to him, you know, I said, well, I've been told off by bigger people than this. I walked up and I said, can I ask you what you're doing here? This was like an hour and 15 minutes before the game. And he says, I watch coaches and I've heard good things about this Izzo. And as I'm thinking to myself, well, you've heard a lot better things than the people back in Lansing have heard lately. And sure enough, he stayed, and he just watched Tom on the sidelines, and he left at halftime.
I'll tell you an interesting story that went on that our good friend Phil Odlum did to Tom after that. I think it was that year. I think at the end of that year, he might have been the Big Ten Coach of the Year, or he received some coaching honors. And I can remember during one of our parties or whatever that our boy Philly says to Tom, he says, you know, if you're the coach of the year, the national coach of the year, Perry Watson should be the international coach of the year. And he just rubbed it in real good to him at that point in time. Of course, those were good days.
It's a good thing he said that to Tom and not Judd.
Yeah.
Or he would have got another dose about, why don't you go back and be Marcus Taylor's assistant?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
You know, on a serious note, Ed, we know what happened with Mark D'Antonio 10 days ago. Will there be any talk about managing stress and how coaches deal with the trauma that is part of their day-to-day job?
You know, there's going to be a lot of talk about it, but I don't think you can avoid it. You know, those jobs that they're in right now, whether it be Tom or any, you know, or high school coaches, you know, you put yourself in a position where you're just open to criticism or you're open to great success. But regardless, either way, good or bad, mm-hmm. Coaches have a pretty good work ethic, and they want to. They're going to put in long hours. They're going to prepare, and you know that just leads to stress. You know, you put your heart and soul into it, and consequently, it's going to lead to stress. You know, someone like Mark D'Antonio,
right,
or Tom Izzo, I don't think those guys can avoid it.
Yeah.
I really don't.
That's the way they're wired.
Absolutely. And yeah, they're unbelievable people at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it's Michigan State, I don't know if has ever been in any better hands than the two of those guys at this point in time. But that stress is just something I think they're going to deal with, and you do the best you can with it.
Ed, give us the BCAM website again, and how much is it to attend?
It's $75 for members.
Okay.
It's $105. Actually, if they get it in now, they'll probably give them the $75 rate.
Okay.
But at the door, it's $105 as well.
Okay.
And it's bcam.org. And I'll finish up, too, the lineup. Just Tara Vandeveer is coming in from Stanford, and Connie Yori from Nebraska has come in for the female coaches.
Okay. And you always have in the same hotel, or do you move
it
around?
We've had it out at the Causeway Bay, the old Holiday Inn South, now for many years.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we have it out at Holt, and Kevin Stallings from Vanderbilt and Bruce Weber from Illinois are going to be out on court on Sunday out at Holt High School.
Great weekend for basketball coaches and basketball aficionados. Ed Dutcher of BCAM, our guest. Ed, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, we will. And, hey, thanks for having me on, Jack.